Russia increased inspections on Turkish imports as part of a range of sanctions against Ankara that included suspending visa-free travel with Turkey, which millions of Russians visit annually.
Well, the damage will be considerable. Quite a number of important economic and political projects would be put on hold or actually maybe even scrapped.
Russia's military also retaliated for Turkey shooting down its bomber jet by increasing attacks on rebels along Turkey's border with Syria and deploying advanced missile systems. The tension between Russia and Turkey has complicated efforts to create a broader coalition against Islamic State terrorists. Though some coordination was agreed, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he is ready to cooperate with the U.S.-led coalition against IS, many are skeptical.
On the ground, practically, we will have this situation of two coalitions fighting the same enemy, but at least we need the very close coordination of these two coalitions, just not to create these dangerous collisions as we had, and of course not to hit the wrong targets.
Despite Russia's claims to be bombing terrorists, most of its targets are non-IS opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But political analysts say Russia's main goal in Syria is to position itself for negotiations on a much larger scale.
And this world order would help resolve the Ukrainian issue, help end anti-Russian sanctions. And so this is seen as the most important part of why Russia went into Syria. Of course, keeping Assad in power is important, but the broad coalition may be seen as even more important.
Russia's alliance with the Syrian government has helped it re-enter the world stage, but it is also the main obstacle to joining a broader coalition against Islamic State. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。